Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Johnny Topping, J-O-H-N-N-Y, T like Tom, O-P-P-I-N, date of birth is 4-1-1960, date of accident 12-29-2020. Date of service is 5-25-2023. Mr. Johnny Topping is here for a severe ongoing backache and is here for a procedure called interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Number two is epidurogram. The patient presents because of the ongoing pain that has not been relieved with radiculopathy to the left leg, ongoing. In addition, patient has pain in the left knee and left hip. These have been attributed to an automobile accident that occurred on 12-29-2020 in a T-bone accident on a driver's side when he was traveling as a driver, leading to headaches and some symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and upper back with radiation to the left arm and left leg. Independently, he also started having pain in the left shoulder, left knee, and left ankle. Some of these pains have improved, but the lower back pain continues and the left shoulder pain continues. He has had an intense therapy which has not resolved it. The goal is to bring him healing fast, as well as decrease the need for surgery and decrease the need for pain medication and improve the ADLs. The MRI that was found was done on March 5th, 2021. It did show bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 with a herniated disc at L4, L5 and L5-S1. Leading to various other issues, for example, the government of phlegm thickening, etc. These herniations are tiny herniation at L3, L4 is also visible. There are some facet degenerative changes as well. It is assumed that a lumbar epidural steroid injection will be a procedure for choice. A 2023, April 10, 2023 repeat MRI showed the following, that there is a herniated disc at L2-3 and then L4-5 and then L5-S1. Hence, the treatment still stays the same, and we are attempting this procedure today. And it is done according to the protocol. Thank you.